Welcome to Soul Wisdom, the podcast that takes you on a journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Dr. Bernadette Hartman, Master Soul Intuitive and Energy Healer, Spiritual Teacher, and Holistic Veterinarian. I'll be sharing tips, insights, energy work, and deep intuitive soul wisdom to support the spiritual health and emotional well-being of both humans and animals. Together, let's uncover the deeper messages and meanings your soul wants to share with you. Here's your next episode of Soul Wisdom. Hello and welcome to the next episode. In this episode, I'll be sharing about how the present is where the healing power is, how to become more present, and how your pets are helping you learn to be more present. This is a great episode following some of the previous podcasts, sharing about releasing and letting go of the past, having healthy expression, and seeing the opportunities instead of being stuck in the emotional energy. I say this because all of these are important gateways to really moving into the present. The present is where the healing power is. All healing happens within the present moment, not the past or the future. It's healing through and in the present moment that you heal and shift the past and the future, bringing it all here in the present. You have all the information you need in this moment to access all the healing potential that's there. It's through being present to how you are feeling, what's going on in your body and your thoughts, that you can access those sticking points, those places where you feel stuck, and find the old beliefs and patterns that have been running in the background. You have the power to heal in each moment, to make a new choice, bringing in a greater awareness, and also to practice your emotional and energetic awareness and responsibility. This creates a huge shift in your life and brings in more ease and grace as you heal in the present moment. What can be challenging is how to become more present with all the stress, chaos, and demands of the 3D world. There isn't a person I've met that doesn't struggle with this at some point along their healing journey, me included. It's okay because each moment is guiding, teaching, and bringing you forward into that greater awareness and presence, even if it doesn't feel like it. Sometimes you may need to know what doesn't work before you surrender or pivot into what does. Think of it as a remembering something you already know, but have either forgotten or gotten out of the habit of doing. Your soul knows how to be present. So on a deeper level, you know this and can connect in with your own presence to be more present. There are many ways you can become more present, but here are a few ideas as you set aside dedicated time for your spiritual practice. That may be nature walking, flower gazing, connecting with music, essential oils, prayer, mantras, intuitive writing, or anything else that realigns you with your soul, that brings that opening from your heart. And it may take some time to experiment and try things to really discover what that opening and that practice is. And what this does is it automatically brings you into the present moment. And from there, you can create awareness on how you're feeling, thinking, expressing, and contemplating what is behind and driving a response, action, or reaction. What are you really looking for? What is that hurt, that inner child wound crying for? And so as you try some of these suggestions and see which ones connect and support you, you really are bringing your awareness and training your body and soul to come into the present moment with intention. And this is a powerful step as you are learning to connect deeper with your soul and then see what information and healing comes forth. And what's great is you have your pets to support you in this. Your pet is a powerful teacher. He or she lives in the present moment, showering unconditional love, non-judgment, connection, and showing up to reflect things for your highest healing and alignment. By taking time to truly connect and be with your animal, your nervous system starts to relax. Your body melts into the present moment, whether you're aware of it or not. Your animal is sending that vibrational reminder for you to breathe, take a moment to relax and let go, and to just love unconditionally and enjoy the moment. They are continually giving you small moments to practice being present with them, to open your heart deeper and to learn how to love yourself like you love them. So create some intentional time each day to become more present with your pet. This just needs to be a short, tiny, allotted time, okay? And allow him or her to lead the way and teach you the peaceful feeling that there is through being present in the moment. An easy way to start connecting with that peaceful feeling is to breathe with your animal. Put one hand on your heart and one on the front of their chest area connecting with their heart. And keep breathing until you feel a shift in both of your bodies. Feel a deep relaxation, a sinking and a dropping in as you share the sacred heart space. This is a powerful exercise and one you'll be able to feel the shift into that present moment with greater awareness as you practice it. So both you and your pet will benefit from this powerful exercise as each of your nervous systems recalibrate, you reconnect with a deeper inner peace, and are learning to allow and bring your awareness and soul into that present moment, all the while receiving the love that flows between you and your pet. I am so excited and I can't wait for you to experience this. And if you have to even go deeper with this, if you're struggling to heal in the present moment, schedule your one-to-one intuitive session by going to my website, www.bernadettehartman.com/private-sessions. I'd love to support you in reconnecting and moving forward into the present moment to experience deep healing on a soul level for you and your pets. In the next episode, I'll be sharing about how healing brings in a higher vibrational set point for you and your pet, the flow of energy around you as you heal, and how healing goes both ways between you and your animal. Thank you for listening to the Soul Wisdom Podcast and sharing this space with me. It is truly a blessing to walk with you on this journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. For more inspiration and soul wisdom supporting both humans and animals, please visit my website at www.bernadettehartman.com. From my heart to yours, lots of love. See you on the next episode of Soul Wisdom.